The videotape is an interview of former Catholic priest Franklin Becker, who abused several boys in the 1960s and 70s in Wisconsin and California. The church transferred Becker back and forth between those states without publicly discussing the abuse. The questioner is Minnesota attorney Jeffrey Anderson, who the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests has hired for various lawsuits against the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese. At one point, Anderson asks Becker about a 1979 letter from San Diego's bishop to then-Milwaukee Archbishop Rembert Weakland, at the time the church was sending Becker back to Wisconsin. Becker comments on a line which states there are psychological problems in his life that he must solve.
All I can think of is that he was aware of the cover-up and that I was unhappy when I was being dismissed.
The tape also includes discussions of Becker realizing he had a sexual attraction to boys before he turned 18 but didn't get professional help until he was in his 40s and had long been a priest. Survivors Network Midwest Director Peter Isley says the videotape shows Milwaukee's Archdiocese still hasn't done enough to warn parishioners about abusive priests.
Here you have an individual who's had history of being moved by the archbishops in Milwaukee. Catholics don't know that. Catholics have never learned of this activity. We got to learn it from him.
Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan released a statement yesterday criticizing the Survivors Network. Dolan says in 2004 he got the Vatican to remove Becker from the priesthood. And Dolan says he's posted the names of offending priests on the church's website. He denies he paid Becker to leave the priesthood, but says he did authorize a $10,000 health insurance payment until Becker's Medicare kicked in. The Survivors Network continues to call for a change in law that would let Wisconsin abuse victims sue the church. Becker was one of the priests that triggered last week's $16 million settlement between California victims and the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.